That's not done, is it?
That's pie maker Olinda White. She's baking 9 pies for tomorrow, which is the 4th of July.
Now that's a different lemon pie.
This one.
That one right there. You put a lemon in a blender. A whole lemon.
With the peel?
With the peel and everything. You put the whole lemon in the blender and then eggs.
This is not her first rodeo, though. That is making a bunch of pies in a day. They're part of dozens that will soon be sold. White is a Beta Sigma Phi member. It's an international sorority whose Wrangell chapter took over the pie fundraiser 43 years ago from the town civic club. White says Beta decided to combine the pie fundraiser with raising money for teddy bears to give to people in need.
We try to get nice bears that are soft and cuddly, and they're very, very nice.
Today, White says she's already pre-sold one to someone who requested a nectarine pie. Her friend is here to help and cuts up nectarines from a pile in front of me on the large wooden dinner table. White says this work takes the whole day, and she's not sure how much longer she can do this. The group is getting older.
There's only 6 left, and we're all old, and it's very difficult to get it done, because everyone can't do it anymore, because of faulty legs or being sick or not being able to, stand to make the pies.
The baking pies give off the unmistakable aroma that fills her kitchen.
It just smells good to me, it smells fruity. I try not to put as much sugar in them as they ask for, because you don't need that much sugar.
The aroma is more than one flavor of pie, though. She's making a different kind of pie for each of the 9. No repeats.
All kinds. Pumpkin, apple, cherry, key lime, lemon, rhubarb apple, raisin.
As White throws flour, sugar, and cinnamon into a bowl, she admits she doesn't measure the ingredients.
I pretty much always go off of a recipe. I might not do the actual measuring, but it gives the flavor.
With the pie proceeds, White says they usually buy 12 dozen teddy bears at a time. The group drops off the stuffies at the police department, the dentist, the fire department, and the emergency room.
We've given them to kids. We've given them to adults. Our friend who's in Beta 1 year fell on, what was it, the 3rd of July and broke both her arms. So she was in the emergency room. We said, Marlene, you need a teddy bear. And she said, I don't need a teddy bear. I can't even hold it.
White says there are people in town who laugh because their kids have gotten 2 or 3 bears since they've been to the emergency room that many times.
When something has happened to you and you're traumatic, something to hang on to like that calms you down. And that's why we do it.
Back in White's kitchen, she says the most extraordinary pie they made in previous years was a mincemeat pie someone requested.
Golly, who would want mincemeat pie?
She says they usually end up with more rhubarb than any other kind of pie, though. I had to see for myself. So the next day I walked over to the pie booth. It's a little after 8 o'clock in the morning and some customers are trickling in. It's true. There are multiple rhubarb pies, but also apple and strawberry rhubarb and apple rhubarb. John Sinus is one of the first to arrive.
And I get here early where I can get a pie before they're all gone.
Marissa Falgum also shows up. She recalls buying a lemon icebox pie the previous year. She tells her friend, Eleanor, who bought a pecan pie, that the ladies selling the pies are pie fairies.
You guys should change your name
you
to
like
pie fairies.
Oh, that one, he got the sweet potato one. What? I always try to...
Wait, that's not sweet potato, that's just pumpkin, right?
Is that there's pumpkin sweet or sweet potato?
Oh, there's oh, there sweet is. Potato pie down.
Oh, yeah. You got the pumpkin.
I got the pumpkin.
You kind of do look like a pumpkin.
Huh?
Yeah.
What was that?
I said you kind of look like a pumpkin.
the Pie Fairies asked me if I wanted to join Beta Sigma Phi. They added that they want people without gray hair in the group. I informed them I have a few grays myself. Later, Olinda White gives me an update on the sale and says they sold out of all 61 pies and made a little over $2,200. That included a few donations too. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.